2 Timothy 2, verse 1. You then, my child, be strengthened by the grace that is in Christ Jesus. And what you have heard from me in the presence of many witnesses, entrust to faithful men who will be able to teach others also. Share in suffering as a good soldier of Christ Jesus. No soldier gets entangled in civilian pursuits, since his aim is to please the one who enlisted him. An athlete is not crowned unless he competes according to the rules. It is the hard-working farmer who ought to have the first share of the crops. Think over what I say, for the Lord will give you understanding in everything.
这段圣经很明显地告诉我们要做刚强的人。
This passage obviously tells us that we must be strong people.
今天我们每一个人, 你看基督徒是不是一个刚强的基督徒?
And for every one of us, as we look around, also at other Christians, do we find strong Christians?
其实今天的世界呢, 我们可以叫做一个害怕的世界。
Actually, we can call the world today a world that is in fear.
因为你看到有这些恐怖的分子在欧洲、在美国、甚至在中国、在泰国，都到处都有。 如果你有去旅行，你都会感觉到害怕。
And we find terrorism in Europe, in USA, in China, and even in Thailand. And if you actually travel overseas, you will be filled with fear.
那么我们今天也是在人生里面也碰到许多问题，有时候你会感觉到失望，有时候会感觉到 懦弱，甚至有时候感觉到这个腿上。
And as we face the problems in our lives, sometimes we are disappointed and we are also cast down.
就好像这个提摩太一样。
Just like Timothy.
好像保罗为提摩太祷告的时候，他提到提摩太的眼泪。
And we remember that when Paul prayed for Timothy, he remembered Timothy's tears.
为什么他提到他的眼泪呢? 很可能他这个提摩太遇到一些苦难，碰到一些困难，碰到一些挫折，他在人生在侍奉的道路上他不顺利。
And why did Timothy actually cry tears? Because it's very likely that he actually met with problems and difficulties and setbacks in his life.
特别是保罗在写信给提摩太在第七节第一章第七节的时候，他说：“神赐给我们的不是胆怯的心，乃是刚强仁爱谨守的心。”And
Paul wrote to Timothy in the first chapter, verse 7, "For God gave us a spirit not of fear, but of power and love and self-control."
所以这边他有胆怯。
So we can tell that probably Timothy was fearful.
可能他在侍奉上遇到一些苦难，他遇到一些难处，他或者他遇到一些软弱，他跌倒，他不敢侍奉。
It could be that he suffered when he was serving and he might have fell and now he's fearful of service.
所以我们如果遇到软弱、跌倒、失望的时候，我们应该怎么做呢？
So what should we do when we are faced with weaknesses and disappointment and suffering?
所以保罗在这边写信给他说，你要做一个刚强的人。
Therefore Paul wrote to Timothy and told him that he must be strong.
特别是保罗在提到，当他坐牢的时候，已经有很多人以他为耻，以传福音为耻，以耶稣做，以为耶稣做见证为耻，在第八节。
And we also know that in chapter 1, verse 8, because Paul was in prison, so many people were ashamed of the testimony about Jesus and that they are afraid of sharing the gospel.
在第一章第十五节说，凡在亚细亚的人都离弃我。当保罗被关起来坐监牢的时候呢，所有的人都离弃了他。
And chapter 1, verse 15, because of Paul's imprisonment, all who were in Asia turned away from him.
所以当保罗在第二章第一节的时候，他说：“我儿啊，你这个字是强调我儿啊，提摩太啊，你特别是你啊，你一定要在福音上刚强起来，不要像这些人啊离我而去。”
So in chapter 2 verse 1, Paul starts by emphasizing you then, Timothy, You, my child, be strengthened by the grace that is in Christ Jesus, and do not be like the rest who deserted me.
所以这边保罗告诉他说要做一个刚强的人。
So Paul told Timothy to be strong.
所以在这边怎么样做刚强的人呢？
So how do we be a strong person?
所以这边在这段圣经里面呢，我们要注意到，当我们软弱失败的时候，当我们跌倒，当我们失望的时候呢，我们要怎么样做？
And especially from this passage, we want to learn what we ought to do, especially when we are weak and when we fail.
所以在这边保罗其实不是说提摩太失败，不是说提摩太跌倒，而是说要提摩太刚强起来。
Of course, Paul was not implying that he wanted Timothy to fail or to fall, because it is clear that he wants Timothy to be strong.
特别是在以弗所书第六章第十节也是这么讲，保罗说，我末了的话，你们要靠主依赖他的大能，做一个刚强的人。
And Paul also wrote in Ephesians 6:10, finally be strong in the Lord and in the strength of his might.
所以我们做基督徒，当我们观看我们的周围，今天有很多人嘲笑基督徒。
And as Christians who is observing the surroundings, you will find that many people are mocking Christians.
特别是今天有一些大教会的这些领导被政府被法庭定罪，好像我们基督徒做了一些坏事。
And especially so when the certain leaders of mega churches have been convicted by the government of committing crimes, and therefore it would seem as if all Christians have committed a bad thing.
当然不是所有的教会都是这样。
But of course not all churches are like that.
有时候我们不知道怎么样回应。
Sometimes we do not know how to respond.
其实我觉得我们的回应应该是，是的，神是公义的，就算你是神的仆人，你犯罪，神也会审判你。
Actually, our response should be like that. Yes, indeed, God is righteous. Even if you are someone who belongs to God, but you have committed a sin or a crime, God will judge it.
何况如果那个人传的不是福音，神更要审判他。
All the more so when that person is not even preaching the true gospel, God will certainly judge him.
反而我是觉得这个时候神的审判来到的时候呢，更是重要，因为他可能有机会悔改。
And personally, I believe that when God's judgment come in this form right now, it is actually there is hope for this person to repent.
所以我们要祷告主啊，求你让他们悔改，让他们归回你的话语，让他们能够归到纯正的福音上面。
So we should pray that God may you help them to repent and return to the true gospel of your word.
所以在这边保罗讲到说，一个人要怎么样刚强起来呢？
So Paul writes here of how a person can be strong.
所以我们看我们的基督徒，你有时候是不是觉得失望，有时候觉得失落，很多时候你在困难中，你是不是妥协下来呢？
And as we look at our own Christian life, do we compromise in many situations? And are we disappointed? And are we weak in many situations?
所以保罗在这边给我们看到，不要软弱，要做刚强人。怎么样才能够做刚强的人呢？
So Paul tells us not to be weak, but to be strong. How do we be strong?
让我们来看第一节。
And let's look at verse 1.
他说，我儿啊，你要在基督耶稣里的恩典上刚强起来，你要在许多的见证人面前听，你要在许多人见证人面前听见我所教训的，要教破那忠心能教导别人的人。
You then, my child, be strengthened by the grace that is in Christ Jesus, and what you have heard from me in the presence of many witnesses, entrust to faithful men who will be able to teach others also.
所以让我稍微讲一讲，他说这里说，我儿啊，你要在耶稣基督的恩上刚强。
And let me speak a little about this. When Paul said, "You then, my child, be strengthened by the grace that is in Christ Jesus."
所以我们能够刚强起来，是因为耶稣基督的恩典。
We can be strong only because of the grace of Jesus Christ.
在这边有几个翻译，这个 ESV 的翻译是 by the grace of Christ， 就是靠着耶稣基督的恩典刚强起来。
And in the English, the ESV says by the Spirit that is in Christ Jesus. In other words, it is dependent on that grace.
但是有些翻译是 in the grace of God， 意思说在耶稣基督的恩典里面刚强起来，就是。不但是靠他，也是在他里面。
And there are also other translations to be strengthened in the grace that is in Christ Jesus. In other words, not just dependent of that grace, but you are also found to be inside that grace.
就好像我们的华文圣经就是说，在基督的恩典里面刚强起来，所以他是在讲基督里面。
So it is to be in Christ Jesus and in that grace.
我相信这两个都有它都可以接受。
And I believe that actually both meanings are intended.
因为这里是讲我们能够刚强，是因为耶稣基督的恩典在我们身上。
And we can be strong because the grace of Jesus Christ is in us.
因为我们靠着耶稣基督能够得胜，我们能够得救，我们能够得胜，都是因为神在我们身上的工作。
We can be saved and we can actually receive salvation and also to live victorious lives. That's all because of the grace of Jesus in us.
但是同样的，这个提摩太如果他软弱呢，他必须要在主里面刚强起来。
But at the same time, if Timothy is weak, then he needs to be strengthened by that grace.
所以我们继续看下去，我们怎么样刚强起来呢？
So let's continue. How can we be strong?
你看第二节，他说你在许多的人见证人面前听见我的所教训的，要交托那忠心能教导别人的人。
Verse 2. And what you have heard from me in the presence of many witnesses, entrust to faithful men who will be able to teach others also.
所以在这边交托，你看到这两个字吗？
And the word translated entrust.
意思说把这个东西交给别人来保管看守。
In other words, you are to hand this to someone who will keep it and who will guard it.
这样这个什么东西交给别人来看管跟保守呢？
So what is this thing that is to be entrusted to someone else for them to keep and to guard?
那就是保罗在许多人面前所教训的。
And this is the teachings that Paul has given in the presence of many people.
所以这个呢，我们称为是圣经。
And this is what we know or call the Bible.
当然，保罗在这边不是指整本圣经，因为整本新约，特别新约还没有写完。
Now, obviously, Paul could not be referring to the entire Bible because at this time the New Testament has not been completed yet.
但是可以讲到是保罗所写的这些经，这些神所默示的经文。
But we can say that this refers to the scripture that Paul was writing, which was inspired by God.
你看第一章第十三节。
Look at chapter 1 verse 13.
保罗也是讲过这些话。
And Paul said similar words there.
保罗在讲第一章第十三节这里，他说：“你从我听的那纯正话语的规范，在基督耶稣里的信心和爱心，要常常的守住。”第十四节。从前所交托你的善道，那么要靠着圣灵牢牢守着。
Chapter 1 verse 13, Paul wrote similar words here. Follow the pattern of the sound words that you have heard from me, in the faith and love that are in Christ Jesus. By the Holy Spirit who dwells within us, guard the good deposit entrusted to you.
所以你看到刚才我们读到从前所交托你的善道吗？我们已经圣经把它善道呢，已经指明是神的道。
And we read the good, guard the good deposit entrusted to you is translated in the Chinese as God's word that is entrusted to you.
啊，所以这边这个道这个字呢，在原文只是就是刚才所用的那一个字，就是神所交托我的来保守那个看管，就好像保守。放在银行或者放在保险箱里面好好的看守，那个是什么东西呢？就是神的话。
And the word which has been entrusted to Paul, and that is meant to be guarded and to be kept safely, and this is none other than the word of God.
所以保罗在十三节告诉提摩太，你从我听到的那纯正的话语的规模，从前我交托你的那些话语，那些宝贝呢，或者是那个善道呢，你要守着。
And so Paul says, follow the pattern of the sound words that you have heard from me. And this is a good deposit. It is a treasure. This is the word of God. You must actually guard it.
所以他这里十三十四节讲说要把它看管得好，守好好的守住。但是来到第二章第二节的时候，他不但说要守住，现在要交托，要交给别人，交给那些能够忠心教导别人的人。
So chapter 1 verses 13 and 14, Timothy was to guard and to protect this word that has been taught to him. But coming to chapter 2 verse 2, not only is he to guard and keep it securely, he is now to hand it to someone else who will be able to do the same.
所以这边你看到这边有几代人在这第二节里面形容出来吗？
And in verse 2, can you see how many generations of people is being mentioned?
你看到这边有讲到几代的人。
How many generations of men is mentioned?
第一是保罗交给提摩太是两代了，对吗？
So from Paul to Timothy, Paul is the first generation, Timothy the second.
那么提摩太要交给另外一代，能够教导另外一代，所以你看到这边有四代的人吗？
And then Timothy was to entrust this to faithful men, that's the third generation, who will be able to teach others also, and a fourth here. So there are four generations.
所以你看到这个是讲到神的话语是要第一代交给第二代，第二代交给第三代，第三代交给第四代，不但要看管，而且要传递传达下去。
And so we see here that the word of God is to be actually passed down from the first to the second to the third to the fourth generations and so forth. And the word of God is not just meant to be kept and guarded, but also meant to be passed on.
所以我称这个叫做门徒训练。
And I call this discipleship.
啊，因为它是一代传一代。
Because it is handed down the generations.
但是今天我们讲到门徒训练的时候呢，我们是讲到说，当你把自己的生命投资在另外一个人身上，把神的话语完全的教导另外一个人，让他能够再继续传达下去，这个就是门徒训练。
And what we mean by discipleship is when someone invests his life in another and he teaches the word of God to this person so that it can be handed down to other people, and that's what we mean by discipleship.
所以你看到，如果你要刚强的话呢，你必须要好好读神的话，然后找一个人把神的话交托给他，你就能够刚强起来。
So if you want to be strong, firstly, you must carefully study the word of God, then find one person whom you can pass this word of God to and teach him, and in so doing, you will be strong.
很多时候我们认为我们自己什么都懂，直到当我们教别人的时候，我们才发现自己多么缺乏。
Very often we think highly of ourselves and we think that we know everything. But until we teach someone, we will realize that actually we do not know many things.
很多时候当我们在训练别人的时候，或者当别人在做导师引导他的时候呢，他发回来的问题我们不能回答，我们就知道我们在很多事情上面还需要学习。
Very often when you mentor somebody and you teach somebody to do certain things, and when the person asks you a question that you cannot answer, that's when you find out that actually you do not know many things.
所以我们就花多一点时间在研究神的话，明白神的话，把神的话好好的学习之后呢，能够传达。
And that will cause you to study the word of God more carefully so that you will learn more and then you can pass it on properly.
所以我们就能够因此好好读成的话，我们就能够刚强。
And because this causes us to read the word of God more carefully and that in turn will lead to us being stronger.
使到我们扎根在神的话语上面。
So that we can be rooted in the word of God.
当我们对神的话语非常清楚的时候呢，我们能够依靠神的话语。
And when we are very familiar with the Word of God, that's when we can trust the Word of God.
所以我让我讲一讲这个门徒训练跟这个导师这两个字两个词的意思。
And let me explain to you the meaning of discipleship and mentorship.
当我们讲到这个门徒训练的时候，我们都会来到主耶稣的这个登山宝训这个主耶稣的这个大使命的这个教训。
And very often when we talk about disciple making, we come to the Great Commission which the Lord Jesus gave us.
所以马太福音第二十八章十九节说，你们要去使万民做我的门徒，这个就是门徒训练的一个命令。
And Matthew 28:19, Jesus said, "Go therefore and make disciples of all nations." So this is a command for discipleship.
他说你要去使万民做我的门徒，所以你看到这个门徒训练包括你要找一个不信的人，这个万民是外面的人，找一个不信的人你好好的把神的话传的福音传给他，很可能是你的同事，很可能是你的邻居，很可能是你的朋友，把神的话传给他，使他成为神的门徒。
And here it actually involves an unbeliever, because when it says make disciples of all nations, that would actually involve the unbelievers. And this could be your neighbor or your colleague or somebody else who is an unbeliever, and you're supposed to go and teach this person the word of God and to share the gospel with him.
然后呢，这个如果信了主之后呢，你就要为他奉父子圣灵的名为他施洗。
And if this person believes in the Lord, then you are to baptize him in the name of the Father and the Son and of the Holy Spirit.
然后呢，把神所主耶稣所吩咐我们的都教训他们遵守。
And after that, to be teaching them to observe all that Jesus has commanded.
所以在这里我要让你注意到，神要主耶稣要我们教导的时候呢，不只是知识的传递。
And I want you to notice that when Jesus says to teach, it is not just meant for conveying information.
他说是教训他们遵守。
It's teaching them to observe.
不只是教了就算了，不是上课，而是要注意让他们有没有遵守，教导他怎么样遵守。
It's not just to conduct a lesson and to convey the info and case is closed, but rather you are to be teaching them to observe or to obey, meaning you must ensure that they obey.
所以这边就看到这个导师的这个观念出来了。
And we can see the concept of mentorship here.
教师跟导师有什么不同？
What's the difference between a teacher and a mentor?
如果用定义上面，教师只是知识的传递，教导他的知识，但是导师是包括教导他怎么样来做，就是有这个带着拉着他的手跟他一起做的这个观念。
And if we go into the definition of the words, to teach simply means to convey information, but to mentor would not just include conveying information, but also to hold the person's hand and to show the person how to do it in order that the person actually does it.
或许那个人要学习怎么样来遵守神的话语。
Maybe the person needs to learn how to obey God's word.
但是他遇到许多困难，他不懂得怎么样解决，你就带领他，说他碰到这个困难，怎么样解决那个困难，怎么样带领他，怎么样避开那个困难，怎么样胜过那个困难，怎么样过一个荣耀神的生活。
But maybe the person is facing a lot of difficulties and do not know how to use God's word to overcome all these difficulties. So as the mentor, what you should do is to lead this person, to teach this person the word of God, and to show him how to use the word of God to overcome difficulties in life.
很多时候当我们讲到门徒训练的时候，我们总是想到门徒训练的一些方法或者一些这个 program, 这个这些一些原原一些一些这个一套的计划。
Very often when we speak of discipleship, we think about the program of discipleship.
很多时候我们讲到门徒训练的时候，我们只是讲到这个教他怎么样读圣经，教他怎么样祷告，教他要受洗，教他怎么样来侍奉等等。
And we think of this as a list of things that we need to teach. We need to teach this person how to read the Bible, how to pray, and we need to teach him that he must be baptized and he has to serve, etc.
但是这些是很重要。
Yes, indeed, all these are important.
但是这些你要继续教他多少多久呢? 一年, 两年, 十年, 二十年吗?
But how long do you need to teach a person these things? A year, or two, or 10 or 20 years?
我相信这个门徒训练是超越这些。
I believe that real discipleship actually exceeds all this.
当一个人他成长成为一个成熟的基督徒的时候，你还要继续的引导他。
When a person has grown to be a mature Christian, you are supposed to continue to lead him.
他不是，当你们在一起的时候，已经不是说你没有读圣经，你没有祷告，你没有侍奉，不是这些。
And when you come together with this person, it's no longer to ask simple questions like, did you read your Bible? Did you pray? Did you serve?
当这个导师来引导他的时候呢，是当他遇到困难的时候，他来找导师说：“我如果要换工作，如果我遇到这个问题，我碰到这个情形，应该怎么解决？”导师能够帮他解决。
And a mentor can help the mentee to actually solve problems or difficulties in life when the person is going to change a job or has certain difficulties that he does not know how to overcome. He comes to the mentor and asks the mentor what to do, and the mentor leads him to solve the problems. But this is not just for problem solving.
同时那个导师呢，常常为他祷告。
The mentor is often going to be praying for the person he's mentoring.
常常注意他。
And he's paying attention.
看看他是不是遇到有一些危险，他就提醒他说：“哎，这边有危险，小心不要掉下去。”
And even to be looking out for danger on behalf of this person and reminding the person of the danger in front.
所以，而且呢，注意到这个人呢，神给他有怎么样的这个恩赐，怎么样的才干，他可以怎么样的。 更好的来侍奉他，所以他不断的在想这个人怎么样使到这个人更好的来侍奉神，更好的来扩展神的国度，使到神的荣耀。
And in fact, the mentor will also be observing what are the gifts and the strengths of this person, so as to encourage him to utilize his gift to serve God and to bring greater glory to God.
因为我们知道神给每一个人的恩赐不同。
Because we know that God gave different gifts to different people.
他怎么样用他的恩赐在教会里面服侍?
So how can this person use his gift to serve in the church?
所以这个导师呢，不断的来注意他，能够来关心他，使到他更好的、更高一层、更前进。
And the mentor will actually pay attention to the person that he is mentoring, so as to encourage him to progress and to even excel in those areas.
甚至你可以找你的导师说，是的，我读经，我知道怎么样读，怎么样祷告，怎么样来侍奉，我都明白了。但是或许他在某一方面他需要成长，他说，可不可以，我在这边我想更好的来侍奉，你可以不可以帮助我在某一方面更好的来服侍？
And you can even go to the mentor and acknowledge that yes, I have already learned all the basics. But this is an area which I would like to excel in or do better in. Can you help me to do better in such and such an area?
所以我们看到这段经文里面讲说，主所教训我们的都要教导他们遵守。
And we see in this passage that whatever that God has commanded us, we are to be teaching them to observe.
所以你看到主所教导我们的不但是这个经文，而且呢，他也讲到说我们要使用我们的恩赐，使用我们的才干，使用我们的机会。 这些呢，要超越了这个硬邦邦的这些规条。And
we are not just looking at the words of the or the printed words of the Bible, which is the cold hard words, but we are actually looking at how to actually utilize this in our lives, how to serve better and etc.
所以当我们要问一个问题，当我说我感觉到灰心，感觉到软弱的时候，我要问是不是你？ 常常只注意到自己，还是你在关心弟兄姐妹的需要？
And if you have often feel disappointed or weak, I want to ask the question, is it because you are too self-centered? Rather than paying attention to other people, you keep paying attention to yourself.
如果你关心，你如果爱我们的弟兄，我们的姐妹，你常常关心他，为他祷告，常常观察他，看他有在某一方面可以更好的来侍奉。 更好的来进步，你常常为他祷告，这个是一个很正面的一个看法。
If you are often paying attention to other brothers and sisters and praying for them and trying to see what are their gifts that you can encourage them to serve, this is a positive approach.
所以我们想到神所教训我们的，我们有教给另外一个人，看他是不是能够再教下去。所以你常常在思想神的计划、神的神学、他的教导、他的教义，是不是继续的教给别人，让别人更加清楚的能够明白。
And if you are constantly looking out for a person whom you can teach to observe all that God has commanded, what you are in fact doing is to look for a person that you can entrust this good deposit so that he or she can also teach to other people. And this is proper understanding of God's word, and this is practically working out all the theology.
所以当你软弱或者当你想要刚强的时候呢，其中一个办法呢，就是你注意把神的真理怎么样传递下去，你就会刚强起来。So
again, if you feel weak or you're not strong, then pay attention to see whom you can teach God's word to, and in so doing, you will be strong.
所以你要在神的话语里扎根，你要 看守得好，而且能够把整个神的这个教导呢传递下去。
So you need to be firmly rooted in the word of God and to study it carefully so that you can faithfully teach this to other people and to pass on this word of God.
我们明年我们会多思想这个 门徒训练跟这个导师的这个工作。
And in 2016, we will be coming together to consider more carefully this whole idea of discipleship and mentorship.
因为这个是神的命令。
Because this is God's command.
同样啊，当我们去关怀别人，去爱他，去教导他的时候呢，我们不会只看自己，不会自私自利，不会以自我为中心，而是常常关心弟兄姐妹的需要。
Because when we do this and to disciple other people, then we are paying attention to others and we are not being so selfish and self-centered anymore.
当我们关心别人的时候呢，弟兄姐妹就能够成长。
And when we are concerned for others, brothers and sisters will grow.
而且呢，当我们这样做门徒训练的时候，教会也会增长。
And when we do this kind of discipleship, the church will also grow.
因为当我们这样去关心我们弟兄姐妹，关心我们的邻居，关心我们的周围的同事的时候呢，你正在做传福音的工作。
Because when we are caring for brothers and sisters and our neighbors and our colleagues as well, we are actually doing the work of the gospel.
常常的时候，我们发现我们到各家各户去派单张的时候， 你会发现派单张在新加坡呢，并不是一个非常有用、有效率的一个方法。
And there are also people who would go door to door to distribute tracts, but if you realize, this is not exactly a very effective means of sharing the gospel in Singapore.
你自己也遇到过很多人来敲你的门，其实你都觉得很烦，不想跟他讲。
And you would have experience of people coming to knock at your doors and you yourself are quite turned off and you would rather not speak to them.
这样怎么样传福音呢?
So how then shall we preach the gospel?
其实圣经里面常常提到我们要跟我们的邻舍传福音。你的邻舍是谁呢?就是你的同事、你的朋友、你的邻居。所以你必须在这方面去花时间。
And the Bible often speaks of preaching the gospel to your neighbor. Who's your neighbor? It's not just your immediate neighbor, but also includes your friends and your colleagues, where you ought to spend time to share the gospel.
所以你必须，当然，当我们这样讲的时候，是你对神的话语有很清楚的认识之后，你才能够传达。And
of course, you need to have a clear understanding of the word of God before you can teach it.
第二节说，在许多面前见证人听见我的教训呢，要交托那忠心人教导别人的人。所以你去找那些人，忠心的人，你可以交托他，然后他能够教导别人。Coming
back to verse 2, what you have heard from me in the presence of many witnesses, entrust to faithful men who will be able to teach others also, So what you need to be able to do is to teach people who can also teach others.
所以当你这样做的时候，你就慢慢成为一个刚强的人。
And when you do this, you will slowly be stronger and stronger.
接下来我们看第三到第四节。
Let's come to verses 3 and 4.
他说，你要和我同受苦难，好像基督的精兵。凡在军中当兵的，不将世俗缠身，好叫那招他的当兵的人喜悦。
Share in suffering as a good soldier of Christ Jesus. No soldier gets entangled in civilian pursuits, since his aim is to please the one who enlisted him.
所以在这边他讲的是什么？他说，你说你要像我一样做耶稣基督的精兵。
Share in suffering as a good soldier of Christ Jesus. To share means that you are partaking it together with me.
好像一个耶稣基督的精兵。
As a good soldier of Christ Jesus.
那么耶稣的精兵是好像当兵的人，我们看到有很多弟兄，你当过兵，你当兵的时候呢，军队你的要求是不让你有世俗缠身，好叫你招他当兵的人喜悦。
And many men in our midst would have been a soldier before. So, a soldier will not get entangled in civilian pursuits.
什么意思啊？
What does that mean?
不将世俗缠身，好叫招他的人喜悦。
Not to be entangled in civilian pursuits, but to please the one who enlisted him.
这是什么意思？
What does this mean?
意思说我们要专一。
In other words, we must be focused.
我们要委身。
We must be committed.
我们要全心全力，绝不分心。
We must not be distracted and be one heart and one mind.
所以我们要叫那招我们的就是耶稣基督，要他招我们的喜悦，这个是讲绝对的效忠。
And to please the one who enlisted him, meaning Jesus Christ. Jesus is the one who enlisted us as the soldier. This is referring to complete dedication.
所以这里给我们看到，当你软弱的时候，你要注意谁招你，当你叫你做这件事情，是主耶稣，你要对他忠心。
So in other words, when you feel weak, you want to pay attention to who was the person who enlisted you, you must be dedicated to this person who is Jesus Christ.
因为他是主耶稣。
Because he is the Lord Jesus.
就好像这个第八节那边，如果你看下去，第二章第八节，他说你要纪念耶稣基督乃是大卫的后裔，他从死里复活，正合乎我所传你的一样。所以这个是谁？是主耶稣，大卫的儿子，神的儿子，他使我们能够跟随他。
And we move forward to verse 8. Who is this Jesus Christ? This is Jesus Christ who was risen from the dead, the offspring of David, and this is the Lord Jesus.
因为圣经里面讲说，神的儿子必从大卫而出，然后他后来呢必从死里复活，他就是那位神的儿子，为要拯救我们的人。
Because the Bible tells us that the Savior will be David's descendant, and that he will die and he will rise from the dead, and this is the person who will save us.
所以当在这边他讲到说，你要和我一同受苦难。
And coming back to verse 3, share in suffering.
意思说你要加入我们这个基督精兵的团队，当兵的不怕苦难。
In other words, you are to enter into this group of soldiers who belong to Jesus, and those who serve as soldiers fear no suffering.
而且呢，他会专一，他不会分心。
And he would be dedicated and not distracted.
所以我们要问，我们心里面很多时候，我们做基督徒，我们常常被很多世俗的东西影响吸引离开神的话。
And as Christians we need to examine that very often we are attracted or distracted by a lot of worldly things and we are led away from the word of God.
我们没有专心来侍奉神。
We were not focused in serving God.
我们一直为自己的事业着想。
And we think about our own careers.
我们有自己的理想。
We have our own goals.
我们有自己的喜好。
We have our own hobbies.
结果我们没有专心侍奉神。
And in the end, we are not committed to serving
God. 我们被世界来影响，被世界来吸引。
We are attracted and affected by the world.
所以这个希伯来书说，你们要放下各样的重担，脱去一切缠累的我们的罪，然后奔那跑在我们前头的路程，专心仰望那个信为我们信心创始之中的耶稣。
And that's why in the book of Hebrews, we are told to lay aside every weight and sin which clings so closely, and let us run with endurance the race that is set before us, looking to Jesus, the founder and perfecter of our faith.
所以我们是主耶稣呼召我们，呼召我们出来侍奉他，所以我们必须要专心的忠心侍奉他。
So the Lord Jesus called us to serve him, and we must be loyal and dedicated to serve him.
再我们再来看下第五节。
Let's move to verse 5.
他说人在场上比武，非按规矩就不能得冠冕。
An athlete is not crowned unless he competes according to the rules.
什么意思呢？
What does that mean?
就好像一个运动员，他必须有一些规矩，如果他跑 这个他必须要在他的跑道上跑，他不能够跑出去。
And an athlete is, for example, a person who is racing in a track. He must be in his own lane and not run outside his lane.
当保罗讲这些话的时候呢，他是讲希腊人的这个奥林匹克。
When Paul wrote this, he was referring to the Olympic Games of the Greeks.
在希腊人的奥林匹克，他有三个条件。
And in the Greek Olympics, there were three conditions.
他必须要符合这些条件，他才能够比赛。
And they must meet these three conditions before they can race.
第一呢，他必须是真正在希腊出生的人。
Firstly, he must be one who is born and bred in Greek, in Greece.
所以他必须希腊的公民，他才能够参加这个奥林匹克。
He must be a Greek citizen before he can participate in.
我们讲的是最初的那个奥林匹克。
Of course, we are referring to the very first Olympics.
那么第二呢，他必须要受10个月的训练，他才能够去比赛。
And secondly, he must be trained for 10 months before competing.
那么第三呢，他必须什么呢？ 他必须是按照比赛的规则来做，他才能够得奖。
And thirdly, when he is competing, he must do so according to the rules of the games. Then he can win the prize.
所以在这边我们讲的是什么呢？就是说一个运动员，保罗说他不但是一个精兵，他同时呢是一个运动员。
And Paul firstly used the analogy of a soldier, and now the analogy of an athlete.
他讲到 作为一个当兵的人，最重要的是效忠。
So for a soldier, the most important thing is dedication.
但是对一个运动员来讲，最重要的是有严谨的纪律行动。
But for an athlete, it is of utmost importance that he have discipline.
如果你要得奖呢，你必须要按照这个比赛的规则来做。
If you want to win a prize, you must compete according to the rules.
不但是要按照规则来做，而且你必须要 非常严谨的训练。
And not just compete according to the rules, but you must train hard.
当我们在过去看到这个奥林匹克的时候呢，大家都很清楚这个人是谁。
And as we saw the games in the past, we are all very clear who is this person.
这个就是游泳健将。
And this is the swimmer.
这个Michael Phelps是一个非常出名的一个世界级的这个游泳健将。
And Michael Phelps is actually a world-class swimmer.
他在北京拿过8面金牌。
In the Beijing Olympics, he won 8 golds.
当时他才只有23岁。
And he was only 23 years old.
叫他怎么样才能够拿到这个金牌呢？
How did he manage to get all these gold medals?
他一天必须要训练6个小时。
He trains for 6 hours a day.
每一天你都要在水里面训练6个小时。
And he is training in the water for 6 hours every day.
而且他的教练说，不管是不是你的生日还是你妈妈的生日，那天训练就是训练，你不管你是谁的生日，你都不需要在水里面6个小时。
And his coach actually told him, I don't care whose birthday it is today, whether it's your birthday or your mom's birthday, you must be in the water for 6 hours.
而且每天呢，他要每一个每一周要训练6天。
And every week he must train for 6 days.
所以他才能够得到，他这不断的严谨的训练。 去才能够争取到这个奖牌。
And he must train hard in order to get the medal.
所以这个是一个很看到这个时候，你看到的是什么呢？就是严谨的纪律的行动。
And this we see here is an emblem of discipline.
另外一个人，我不知道你，如果你是一个长跑健将，你会不会注意到这个人？
If you are a long distance runner, you will know who is this person.
啊，如果你是一个长跑的健将，这个人一定是对你非常的有影响力。
You will be greatly affected by this person if you are a long distance runner.
她是女长跑健将。
She's a lady who is a long distance runner.
她的马拉松的记录是这个2个小时15分钟又25秒。
And she holds the world record for the marathon in 2 hours 15 minutes and 25 seconds.
她是3次这个伦敦马拉松的冠军。
And she was champion of the London Marathon 3 times.
3次纽约马拉松的冠军。
And 3 times she was champion of the New York Marathon.
所以这个人的训练是什么呢？
How does she train?
每一天跑15到20公里。
She runs 15 to 20 kilometers per day.
这个是一个非常每天不管是下雨还是出太阳呢，她每天都要跑这个15到20公里。
Rain or shine, she runs 15 to 20 kilometers a day.
所以这个是看到这个是什么呢？这个是严谨的训练。And
this is strict training.
当然，这边还给你看到另外一个人，这个人你或许也认识。And
this person you might also know.
这个是最新的这个体操运动员的一个美国的黑人的这个女运动员。
She is an African American who is one of the rising stars in gymnastics.
她拿了2次的美国全国的金牌。
She was crowned national champion in the United States twice.
2013到2014，她是全世界的两次金牌。
And 2013 to 2014, she is also crowned world champion twice.
还有她有很长的这个，她拿到许多的金牌。 但是我就不念，但是呢，你注意到她是每个星期她有30个小时的在上面的操练。
And she has won many accolades that I shall not list here, but what is true of her is that she trains for 30 hours per week.
那么这些人呢，有什么特别呢？
So what is special about these people?
这些人呢，你会发现他们很努力的操练。
You realize that they train really hard.
就好像保罗说，在场上 跑的呢，得奖只有一个人呢，凡是脚力竞争呢，诸事都有节制，他们是要得不能坏的冠冕，但是我们要得的是，他们得的是不能坏的冠冕，我们要得的是不能坏的冠冕。
And indeed, Paul wrote elsewhere that every athlete exercises self-control in all things, but they do it to receive a perishable wreath. But we are doing this for an imperishable wreath.
所以我们的经文这边告诉我们说，我们如果要比赛呢，要比武呢，非按规矩。这个规矩不但是指你要跑在他的比赛的规矩，它也包括他的一切的训练。So
coming back to 2 Timothy, an athlete is not crowned unless he competes according to the rules. It is not just referring to competing according to the rules, because to win a crown, you must also be disciplined in training.
所以你如果要做一个刚强的人，你必须要刻意的去传达主的福音，把真理传达给第二个人、第三个人。
So to be a strong Christian, you must purposefully preach the gospel and teach God's word to a second person or a third person.
你要专心的知道 呼召你的是耶稣基督，专心的侍奉他，专心的效忠他。
And you must be dedicated to serve the one who called you, who is the Lord Jesus Christ.
那么当然，我们看到这三个运动员最重要，他们能够得奖牌呢，是因为他严谨的纪律去操练。
And just like the three examples of the athletes to be actually a strong person, a strong Christian, you must be disciplined in your training.
所以作为基督徒，你要得奖，我们要做什么呢？
And as Christians, if you want to be rewarded, what must we do?
我们就要做什么呢？我们就需要常常 扎根在圣经的话语上。
We must be firmly rooted in the word of God.
在神的话语上面非常掌握的非常的好，而且能够传达给别人。
We must grasp the word of God well in order to teach it to someone else.
同时呢，我们要常常祷告。
At the same time, we ought to be praying often.
我们要常常灵修。
We must be doing our devotion often.
我们要常常在教会里面服侍。
We must be serving in church often.
我们常常要做门徒训练。
We must be discipling often.
我要常常的在这些事情上面，如果你不在这些事情上面，每一这些人一个礼拜30个小时，一天跑20公里，我不知道你有没有一天跑20公里。
And these people, those examples that we saw, they train for 30 hours a week or run 20 kilometers a day. Do you even do something like that?
我们只是要求你一天读一章的圣经。
We are only asking you to read one chapter of the Bible a day.
啊，让然后让你们一起好好的祷告。
And that you will pray together.
但是如果你要得奖牌了，你要一天读10章的圣经。
But if you want to actually be rewarded, you should do more. You should read 10 chapters a day.
你更好的服侍，更好的祷告，更好的传福音，更好的在门徒训练面上下功夫，你才能够得奖牌。
If you want to be rewarded, you must actually be praying even more and serving more and to be making more disciples. And this is what you need to do if you want to get rewarded.
让我们看第六节。
Let's look at verse 6.
他说劳力的农夫理当得粮食。
It is the hardworking farmer who ought to have the first share of the crop.
什么意思啊？
What does that mean?
意思是说你会得到你应该有的奖赏。
In other words, you will receive the reward that you deserve.
这个劳力是讲勤劳的农夫。
This is the hardworking or the diligent farmer.
啊，他很勤劳。如果是农夫很勤劳的工作，他应该会得到这个粮食。他得到地的出产，他是第一个尝到这个滋味的。
And if this is indeed a hardworking farmer, then when harvest comes, he is the first person who will enjoy the fruit of the land.
所以他讲保罗讲这句话的意思是告诉他说，你要注意什么呢？你要注意，神必然奖赏你。
And Paul wrote this, and this is to encourage Timothy to pay attention that God will definitely reward.
所以当我们看到这里，他是说，当你在失望跟颓丧当中，你要记得，你必须要继续的传扬主的福音，继续的把神的真理传达下去。
So in disappointment or even when you're down and out, you must actually be still preaching the gospel and teaching God's word to others.
你要继续的注意你所是主呼召你要对他完全的效忠。
You must continue to remember that it is the Lord Jesus who called you and you must be dedicated to him.
你要继续的操练严谨的好像这三个这个运动员这样。
You must continue to be disciplined and trained like the athletes.
而且你要记得神一定会奖赏你。
You must remember that you shall receive decoration or reward from the Lord.
因为主将来呢，我们必在主耶稣的台前，个人都要显露出来。
Because we will come before the throne of Jesus, and his works will be shown.
有些人是用金，有些用银，有些人用宝石，但是有些人用草木，有些人用禾秸在上面建造。
Some build on their foundation with gold and silver and precious jewels. Others use wood and hay and straw.
请问你用什么来建造这个在这个根基上面建造？你的工程是用什么来建造的？
In your very own project, what are you using to build on that foundation?
将来呢，神要用火来试验我们所建造的工程。
And in the future,God will use fire to test the materials of our project.
经过一烧就知道到底你的工程是不是能够经得起考验。
And once the fire burns, it will bring to light whether your project is going to stand in trials or not.
所以要发现你所用的是金银还是用草木禾秸。
And it will be found whether you use gold and silver or wood and hay.
保罗说我所说的话你要思想。
And Paul says, think over what I say.
因为凡事主必给你聪明。
For the Lord will give you understanding in everything.
所以我盼望你看到我们必须做刚强的人, 特别在这个末世的时代。
And I hope that you will see that we must be strong, especially in this end times.
在这个末世的时代, 你要继续传扬, 把神给我们的真理继续地传达下去, 传递下去。
In this end times, you must continue to pass on this truth that God has given us.
你要记得我们要对主耶稣完全的效忠, 好像一个士兵完全的效忠他的上司。
And like a soldier, you must remember that you must have dedication to Jesus.
我们好像这些运动员一样, 严谨地操练。
We must be training with discipline like the athletes.
要记得, 最终呢, 主必奖赏我们, 我们要在此坚持地
And remember that if we persevere in this race, the Lord will decorate us.
当然，当我们讲到最后的时候，我们回到第一节，他说：“我儿啊，你要在耶稣基督的恩典上刚强起来。”
And of course, in ending, we want to return to verse 1. You then, my child, be strengthened by the grace that is in Christ Jesus.
在耶稣的恩典上刚强起来。
Be strengthened by the grace that is in Christ Jesus.
为什么他恩典呢? 提摩太可能软弱, 可能跌倒, 可能失望, 可能遇到挫折, 但是不要忘记, 主已经得胜了, 主的恩典是不断不尽的, 所以回到神那里, 主必赦免, 主必让你重新再站立起来。
And why talk about the grace of Jesus Christ? That is because Timothy could have been weak and fearful, or might even have failed, but he is to return to Jesus Christ because Christ has already died and achieved victory. And it is this grace that Jesus Christ gives that will cause someone to be strong.
或许你说解经家都不认为提摩太曾经跌倒, 但是我可以告诉你, 我们都是软弱的, 但是神的恩典是不变的, 如果我们失败, 我们软弱, 我们失望, 我们跌倒, 重新站起来, 在耶稣的恩典上面站起来。
And maybe many commentators might say, no, Timothy did not fail, but nevertheless, we know that we are all weak, and at any one point of time, we might be weak. What we need to remember is that Jesus Christ has grace, which is unlimited, and there is strength that can be found in that grace. So we need to go back to this grace and depend on this grace and stand up and be strengthened.
所以我要大家注意, 每一个人, 你都要重新在基督的恩典站立起来。
And I want you to note that everyone must stand up again by the grace of Jesus Christ.
我们如果要做刚强呢, 我们要积极地在神的话语上面努力, 然后传达。
If we want to be strong, we must make an effort in God's word and to study it and to hand it down.
效忠主耶稣。
Dedication to
严谨的操练,
Jesus, and to be disciplined in training.
为神要有信心, 祂必奖赏,
and we must trust in God and have faith because He will actually decorate or reward us.
让我们同心祷告。
Let us close in prayer. Father, we pray and ask that if we have been weak, and we certainly would have been, that you will help us to stand again by the grace that is in Christ Jesus. Help us not to look to the past, but to stand up from where we are and to be strengthened, to be strong, and do what it takes to be strong, which is to disciple and to be dedicated, to be disciplined, and we look forward to the day where you will decorate us. We thank you, Lord, that Jesus has already achieved victory. We ask, O Lord, that you will help us to run this race with His strength. In Jesus' name.